The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yes, words are indeed my shit. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 29. This is Hour 1. We're streaming live on Twitter and Periscope. Welcome to everyone watching, listening, wherever it is. Listen to the free audio version on stonerjesus.net or cannabisradio.com or iTunes. If you're watching the stream on Twitter, if you're watching on Patreon, hello Patreon subscribers, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Patreon is the only place you can get the full 2-hour show on video. Of course, you can get the audio version for free at stonerjesus.net and various other platforms. Up on the Periscope and the Twitter, live every Sunday night, doing the live stream. Stream the first hour live, record the second hour. If you want to see that video, like I said, you have to go to Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. And if you just want the audio version, like I said, the audio version is on, end that right there, stonerjesus.net. Also, as I said, it's on CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, all of those fine platforms where you find the show. I also stream the show a little bit later in the week on our Facebook page. And, you know, if I'll get around to doing it on YouTube, I don't know. I'm not big on the YouTube. I've got a lot going on there. Welcome to everyone. I'm trying to check out Periscope. You can leave comments on Twitter. I try to interact with people live, as I do everything else. Find me on Twitter and Periscope, of course, at StonerJesus420. If you're on Facebook, there's a Stoner Jesus Facebook page, facebook.com/StonerJesus420. And, of course, the group for the show, the hardcore fans of the show, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on the Facebook. If you want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. A lot of shit going on tonight. Let's play a voicemail from St. Peter. A little update from him. He's up to some crazy shit, apparently. Also talk about Leslie Jones' Olympic tweets. And, I mean, are they funny? Everybody seems to think they're funny, but are they really? We'll see. Also, the robot that opens the door. People freaked out about that. I'll tell you what I think about that shit. Also coming up later tonight on the live stream in an hour one, interview with Miss Raven Hart, adult superstar Raven Hart. Talked about all kinds of stuff. Interviewed her earlier this week. It was awesome. I posted a clip earlier this week on Twitter, at StonerJesus420. See the full interview tonight, Miss Raven Hart on Twitter. Hart is H-A-R-T. Raven is spelled like Raven. You get it. Go check her out. And thank me later, because she is stunning. Stunning. So go check her out. Miss Raven Hart on Twitter. You'll see that interview later in the live stream and later during hour one of the show. I also have some web wisdom before the end of the show. A little something to get you thinking. Maybe looking at an issue a different way. You know what I'm talking about. Hour two, we have president's sex scandals. That's right. Both alleged and kind of known. All of them. I don't care how specious the evidence is. I don't give a shit. We'll talk about it. Because President's Day is coming up. Also, what else we got here? Oh, profiles and death. We haven't done that in a while. We'll do that in the second hour. And I also go back in the Wayback Machine for some bits. And we'll go back and listen to Bella Kush and the Fuck Machine. That would be towards the end of hour two. Bella Kush and the Fuck Machine. Follow Lady Bella Kush on Twitter. She owns Cam Girl Dollhouse, camgirldollhouse.com. Go check them out as well. Now, as promised, St. Peter left us a voicemail. Apparently, it's been a few weeks since he left us a voicemail. He's off doing whatever. I mean, I don't know. I mean, really, if I had to guess, I'd say something nefarious. And, well, nefarious, that's pretty much it. That's the word. That's the word that I would go with. Make sure everything's working here. Good. Good, good, good. It's amazing all this shit works together. It's amazing. Technology is fucking amazing. Anyway, here's St. Peter. St. Peter's leaving a voicemail for the show.
Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. St. Peter, I'm calling you from the road. Man, I'm in the sub and hitching rides with like truck drivers and stuff. Lots of truck drivers. I'm really not sure if I'm getting any closer to the Stereo Jesus studio complex, but
it's amazing on the show.
I've been hitching rides with
amazing
truck drivers, and they give me like the pills, the diet pills, that, like you know anyway, the diet pills they take to like stay awake and shit. So they stay.
Hold on. Leaving
a
voicemail for the show.
Stop doing that.
Hey Jesus, it's me, Peter.
God damn it!
I'm calling you,
something
from,
looping.
From the road.
There's something looping.
Hitching rides with,
God damn it!
And stuff.
Is it this? It's not this. It's this. How do I mute this? Son of a bitch. There we go. Holy shit. All kinds of problems. All kinds of problems. Fuck. Sorry, St. Peter. I'm sorry. Back to St. Peter. It's very... That could have ended very badly. Just a clusterfuck. Anyway, St. Peter. Shit.
Fall asleep. That shit I've been taking, and then like I was taking them, and they weren't really working. So I started snorting them, and now I've been snorting a bunch of diet pills. Jesus, and I think it's really bad for me. Anyway, I'm gonna be there soon. As soon as I figure out like how to use this Google Maps thing and like get the right truck driver to go to the right place, I'm gonna I'll be there. I heard you start doing live shows. It pisses me off. You start doing live shows without me. Fuck you, Jesus, for doing that. You fucking asshole. But anyway, I'll be there soon to do live shows, do the list, and the infomercials and all the stuff I normally do. Being a great fucking kick-ass fucking podcast sidekick that I am. So I'll be there soon, Jesus. I got some more pills to snort. I got some more miles to travel. Boys, fucking truckers, man. The fucking truckers are crazy. One of them was a Muslim, Jesus. A fucking Muslim fucking trucker. I thought all truckers were trucker fucking rednecks. They're not all fucking rednecks. It was like a Muslim. Like, he prayed to Allah, and he had to stop like five times a day to like pray towards Mecca and hold the whole fucking 9 yards that they do. Fucking,
oh, shit.
Man, he didn't blow anybody up, though. He didn't have any bombs like a sea, so that's why it's pretty fucking good. Anyway, Jesus, I'm gonna go store some more of these fucking diet pills, and I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna do like fucking skits and shit. So fuck you for doing the live show without me. Fuck you, Jesus.
Wow. Wow. You know, I almost wish that I would have just played the loop over that, over all that. That was horrific. He's all hopped up on fucking pills and talking a mile a minute. I mean, just as normal, the normal pace of his voice is awful. But that was awful allure. Awful allure. God, I hope he doesn't find his way back here. Oh, praise Stoner God. St. Peter does not find his way back here to do his list and all the other shit he was talking about. Just fucking annoying. Such an annoying person. I mean, I can be annoying, but not that annoying. That's super duper. Coming up, as promised, we'll talk about Leslie Jones tweets, also the robot that's freaking everybody out that can open a door. Tell you my thoughts on that and more. Because I know you saw the robot open the door and you're like, well, I'm just going to hold off judgment on this until I hear from Stoner Jesus and what he thinks about opening the door, the robot that opens the fucking door. Everybody's going crazy about. You also hear from our sponsors, of course. Go check out their banners on stonerjesus.net. They support us, so go support them. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 29. We're live on February 18th, 2018. Doing the live stream on Twitter and Periscope with the full 2-hour version, video version of the show. You got to go to patreon.com/sternjesus420. Only $5 a month. Become a sponsor, become a patron of the show. Would help immensely So, you know, go get on that shit. Star Jesus Show, live, our return, our second week of live streaming. Yeah, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on StonerJesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With new frontier data.
The following.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 29. Live on Twitter and Periscope. Man, if you're listening to the break, you heard a little bit of a glitch in there, too. That was my fault. Double-clicking something when I should have single-clicked it. You see, last week we did this. It was the first. There was a return to live stream. It was glorious. It was the first time we had live streamed in a very long time. Everything went flawless. I hit everything that I was supposed to hit. All the audio was good. Everything went great. As you can see, tonight we already had the fuck up with the St. Peter voicemail, and now we had the fuck up during the commercial. Both my fault. The first one was because I didn't mute the Periscope feed on this computer over here. The second one was because I double-clicked something when I should have been single-clicking. I got cocky. Last week was great. It was perfect. It was flawless. I was like, oh, I got this shit. I know how to do this. I can do all the video and the audio and this computer and all this, the mixer and all that. I can do all that. No problem. Well, there is a problem. Don't get cocky, kids. For you podcast or video streaming people out there, don't get cocky. Can all fall apart before you know it. We still have the interview with Miss Ravenheart that I did. Miss Ravenheart on Twitter, adult film superstar Ravenheart. Earlier this week, I talked to her. It was a great interview. You see it in its entirety. A little bit later in hour one, if you're listening on stonerjesus.net, you will hear it. If you're watching the live stream or the video of hour one, whether it's on Twitter, Periscope, Facebook, or Patreon, you will see it. And you want to. She's gorgeous. She's funny. She's got a great history in camming and stuff like that. It's just, you know, it's all stuff you want to hear. I'm not going to sit here and describe it to you. It's coming up after the next break. But right now, we have a couple things. We have, of course, the robot that opens the door by itself. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, one of my favorite things to talk about, if you've listened to this show in the past, if you're a longtime listener of this show, you know one of my favorite things to talk about is Leslie Jones. She likes to live tweet Olympics. I think last time we did this, it was 2016, and she was live tweeting the Summer Olympics, and everybody was going nuts. They were going nuts for what Leslie Jones was doing on her Twitter. Well, you see it right there if you're watching the video. Leslie Jones' Winter Olympics Twitter game keeps killing it. She's killing it. There's videos of her tweets and shit. Here, I guess, is a longer video. I don't know. I'm going to see how long I subject myself to this. Make sure that that part's turned up. Now, see, this is where I want the sound from the other computer, not when I was doing the voicemail earlier, because the voicemail was coming from my first computer, and I needed to come, and it was coming from the second computer, the audio, and it overlapped, and well, you don't hear all the technical details. Here's Leslie Jones killing it, apparently. 2018. Oh, it's just one of those lack of narration videos. Anyway. And hopefully the audio is good on this. If not, I'll kill it early. You get it? I'll kill it. Like, she's killing it with her Twitter game. I'm killing it with this segment. She tweeted out, "Is it like marbles?" And she's talking about curling. "I don't understand. I'm going to bet on that one at NBC Olympics, at Olympics." Here we go. Maybe.
I'm sorry. Is it marbles? I think this shit right here though is, I would just do it just to be able to do that shit. What is that? Is that the curling part? Look at this shit, man. That is hilarious. I'm sorry, but that's the funniest shit I ever seen.
Okay, look, maybe I'm a jaded guy. I don't know. I would plead guilty to that charge. I'm a jaded guy when it comes to comedy, but I don't understand. I don't understand what's funny about that. I know the audio was kind of screwed up because I'm coming from this other computer, and it was what I hope didn't happen, but it's happening. And I don't think that if there wasn't audio problems, it would come across any better. She said, "Is it like marbles? What is that? Now, I think where the problem comes in, my humble opinion, is that people think Leslie Jones is funny because she's silly and she's extroverted and she's rambunctious and she's loud. She screams everything. Now, I could sit here for 2 hours and just scream in the microphone and be silly and rambunctious, but I don't think that's funny. You may think what I do is not funny. That's your thing. Comedy's subjective. And subjectively, I'm saying that I don't get this shit. This next one, I bet when you tired, the partner is heavy as hell. This is the doubles figure skating thing. I guess she's doing narration on.
You know, I was sitting here thinking, like, she's so small and she's probably really light. But after they on the skate, you know, after they skating for so long, I bet you she is heavy as hell. I bet she'd be tired and be like, damn, I do not feel like lifting her, man. For real. Because all of these programs have been, like, really long.
Okay, so that's, again, that's like an observation that your aunt would make. Like, you just got done with dinner, you're watching Olympics, and your aunt would probably say something, you know, like, oh, I bet that after a while, if your partner is tired, man, that woman's heavy as hell. And you probably like, oh, yeah, probably so, auntie, aunt Jones, probably so, Aunt Jones. But this is something the Huffington Post is reporting on as killing it. She's killing it. She's killing something. Like I said, the audio sucks on this. We'll try do one more. I had this weird 17-year-old that dropped the F-bomb on TV. I had those videos, too. I don't know if I'll get to those. I got a lot of shit to get to. I got a lot of stuff going on here, man. Well, anyway, Leslie Jones tweeted, nice slay all day at Olympics. I guess she reiterates that here during the video.
Slay all day, baby! 17 years old, got a gold medal. That is dope. USA, slay all day. Man, watch the family, man. I know they're happy.
Rhett Girard is your Olympic.
Yes. Look at the family. Oh, he brought the whole family up there. I mean, he gonna have to pay for that, man. That's a lot of money. South Korea is very far from the U.S.
Okay, again, look, I get it, but it's, she's happy that we won a gold medal, that's great, but that's just, again, it's something that, like, your aunt would say, and you'd maybe chuckle and, you know, agree, and say, you're right, that's great, USA, slay all day, but to raise this to the level of just one of the greatest things that's ever happened, she's killing it. As if she's doing a comedy routine that it took her 6 months to hone, and she's up on stage, and people are falling out of their fucking seats laughing. There's a difference between that and this. This is not that. But they just fawn all over because she's loud, and, you know, you're supposed to, I guess, encourage that. Encourage her being so loud. Yes. Be louder. Leslie Jones, be louder. Really need you to pick it up. Loud, man. Loud. Come on. Before we go to break and get to my interview with Ravenheart, Miss Ravenheart, on Twitter, you probably saw this video. I like doing videos this way because these are videos I can play actually on this computer, this first main computer. And I have to do like the crossover so the audio is much better and the video is much better and all that. Probably saw this. This is a story from Mashable. Boston Dynamics apparently is a company that makes weird robots. And when I first started seeing this earlier this week on Twitter and stuff, all the captions were pretty much the same. They all pretty much said, oh, I'm done. You know, that's scary. I don't want to, you know, run into that. Or whatever. Variations on that, how scary this is, that this robot can open the door. If you're just listening to the audio version of this, well, if you saw the video, try to imagine it in your mind, what's going on. So this robot has cracked the code. Pretty dope music. Holding open the door for its robot buddies. Yeah. So basically, they're talking about Boston Dynamics and what they did. If you haven't seen the video, one robot comes out, can't get through the door. He calls in his robot buddy. The robot buddy has like a claw, like grabber thing. He opens the door, lets his first buddy through the door, and then he goes through the door. It intuitively uses its leg to hold open the door, and as its arm releases the handle, brings it around the other side of the door, and opens the door from the other side, letting his buddy through and going through himself. And people were freaking out about this on Twitter. They were going fucking crazy about how scary this was. I guess it was in the... It says there was in something like that. It was in Black Mirror. I've never seen Black Mirror. No, it's a Netflix show. But that one grabs a knife. And I guess that's kind of scary if you grab a knife. I don't find it particularly crazy or scary that it's opening a door. I guess I never really thought about it. I never really thought about what I would do if a robot would, like, I hide behind a door and say, oh, that robot can't open this door. I just assumed that was something that robots would be able to do. Especially a robot that wants to kill you. I would assume that it would have mastered something as simple as opening the door. People are freaking out about that. I thought it was cool. I mean, it's a pretty cool thing. I'm not really scared of that robot. It's little. I just kick it over. That's going to beat me with its plastic claw? What? Come on. I mean, I'm not the most athletic guy in the world. You know, I'm not an Olympian. I'm not a great Olympian. But I think I can take that robot. I think I can take both of those robots. You know what? I can take both those robots. Come at me. Come at me. This is weird. There's like a huge delay on this stream. Is that just me? I'm going and checking the stream. Seeing it looks like just a massive, massive delay. Everything looks good here. Everything looks like all the streaming, all the recording. Everything looks like it's going well. I think it's just because of this computer. This computer's getting bogged down because all the stuff I was trying to get the Leslie Jones shit through. I don't know. Let's see. See if it's still going. Yeah, I'm right there. It's no problem. Let me refresh that one. Damn. Made me think I'm fucking up. Hopefully the technical issues are over. I'm hoping. If they're not, well, fucking sorry. I don't know what else to do. Interview with Miss Ravenheart, adult film superstar Ravenheart, coming up after this break. Make sure you go check out our sponsors on stonerjesus.net. Check out their banners, all that stuff. And then, of course, we'll end the live stream with Web Wisdom. And then record hour two. All the free audio will be on stonerjesus.net. If you want the full two-hour video, of course, you have to go to patreon.com/stonerjesus420. And help out the show. You know, be a patron. Patronize the show. And then second hour, like I said, we'll have presidential sex scandals, profiles, and death. And we'll play Lady Bella Kush and the Fuck Machine, a classic event in Stoner Jesus show history. So we're going to go to break, come back with my interview with adult film superstar Ravenheart, Miss Ravenheart on Twitter. Stunning, stunning woman. You want to check that out and not miss it. Yo, Stoner and Jesus Show, doing the live stream thing on February 18th, 2018, chapter 1, verse 29. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas. Everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planet Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show on Skype. We have adult film star Ravenheart, Miss Ravenheart, on Twitter. Welcome to the show, Raven.
Hi.
Hey, a little bit of technical issues getting things going there, but hopefully everything stays okay. Skype is notorious for problems. I've used Skype for years, and it's given me problems for a long time. I've been kind of on a good technical streak here as of late. We'll see if that all crashes and burns today. So I know a little bit about your background. I saw some of your interview with Lisa Ann, and I did a little bit of research. I don't do too much because I don't want to know a ton about the people I'm talking to. I want to find out about them during the conversation. But I know you've been in the adult business for quite a few years, and you started as a cam model way back when in the Stone Age, I guess, if you will, of the internet. So you tell us a little bit about what that was like being a cam model, what I guess 20 years ago when you started?
It was very different than it is now. I actually preferred it then, although it is convenient that you can do it now from the privacy of your home. Then you go to a place, and the place that I worked was a room that was all pink, with, you know, like a pink bed, pink walls, and a keyboard on your bed, and then a monitor right in front of you, and you would just chat like that. The only thing is that I felt like the money was a little bit different the way that it was done. So you would get paid, like if you worked a certain amount of hours, you would get paid X amount of dollars. And then you were entitled to tips and stuff like that on top of that. Where now it's very different. Now it's all like a lot of companies do like these coin-based systems where you have, you know, like 100 coins and you think, oh, I made $100, but really you made like $20. So it's a little different.
Was it like a cubicle type situation, or were there separate rooms? Like how much could you hear from other girls, and how close were you?
Well, each room was next to each other, but I didn't really hear too much. Like there wasn't too much distraction.
Okay. So, you did that, and I guess you did that for a while. How did you make the transition into what you're currently doing, actual, you know, full production adult films?
Well, after I did camming, I was an exotic dancer. And then after I was an exotic dancer, I became a dominatrix. And then, I was a dancer for 5 years and then a dominatrix for about like 8. And I, just so happened to about a year, I started my first adult scene was December of 2016. So I started at that time with a friend who I knew from the BDSM community who shot for a company named Brazzers. And he said, well, you know, I had been thinking about it, and I talked to him about it. And he said, you know, let me send your information to, you know, the head people there and see, you know, if they want to shoot you. So they said, yeah, we would love to shoot her. Let's book her for 2 scenes. And they did. And then I started in the adult industry or the adult film industry.
Yeah. So when you were doing camming, did you ever do, was the technology ever to the point where you were able to do like cam to cam with other people?
No.
Okay. Sometimes there's a lot of, you know, if you're looking at other people while you're doing cam to cam, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. So I always want to make sure I ask about that.
Yeah. No, at that time there wasn't. Now, I mean, I have done some camming I've done some recently. And yeah, I've done the cam to cam. So
over the last 20 years, you've seen obviously every aspect of the industry. What are some of the things, besides the money thing, what are some of the ways that things have changed in the past 20 years with the advent of the internet and the rise of the internet? And I guess a lot more people coming into the business, I would assume. How have things changed over the last 20 years?
I think the internet. I mean, the internet has changed things significantly. Social media. To be, you know, on all of these different platforms that are available. Like, for example, like when I started as a dom, we would use the internet to advertise, you know, on something called Eros Guide. And, you know, you advertise, okay, I have my services available. But now there's so many other avenues to make money as a dominatrix. You know, you can do the texting and you can do, you know, custom videos and you can do, you know, make your own videos and put them up on these clip sites. There's so many different ways now to do things. And also building a fan base is a lot easier than it used to be. You know, like when I was a dominatrix, early on, building a fan base was all through word of mouth and through, you know, going out to clubs and meeting your, you know, your slaves and things like that. Where now, you know, you go on the internet and you post pictures, you do things and you entice people by, you know, getting followers on Instagram, on Twitter, etc. So it's really different than it used to be.
Yeah, the early days of the internet were really weird. I remember being, me and myself and my best friend, we wanted to do a radio show, and it was like 2001. And our idea was do some radio and put it on the internet. And that'll be cool. But in 2001, of course, you had the 56K dial-up modem, and getting audio on the internet was almost impossible. It took, for 3 minutes of audio, it took hours to upload it. And we never got it done because, you know, if there was a glitch or somebody called and it knocked you off the internet, and it was horrible. It wasn't until about 2006 that I found a site that hosted audio and you were able to do that. When you were a dominatrix, what was some of the more common things that people requested?
I would say like the biggest was foot worship, leg worship, ass worship. And I think that it would also depend on the type of dominatrix that you were, because I was not known to be like the mean, like, I'm going to kick your ass, like kind of, you know, that wasn't me. I was more, I think I played the role more of like the kinky girlfriend than anything else. So that's what, that's primarily what I did. So like worship, teasing, anything sensual would be my top requested stuff. Not anything really super heavy.
Yeah, you weren't one of those people that were like beating somebody with like whips and chains and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, I can't say that I haven't beaten someone with a whip. However, I've never done it to draw, like, you know, to the point where someone can't, like, no marks, basically.
Yeah. So now that you're in the adult industry, the films, the actual films, and you're working with a lot of people, what are some of your favorite people to work with?
Let's see. Well, I really enjoy working with most people. I find that a lot of people in the industry are really, really cool, very open-minded, and there are some who are better than others. But I'm just trying to think, of who I've worked with that I really enjoyed. Well, you know, I just had a scene come out, and I worked with a guy named Dredd. And a lot for it's just what came to my mind, and he has
a great name.
Yes, because he has a gigantic dick. But you know, despite that it's so gigantic, it was actually, you know, very, I had fun, and he's a really great guy. So you know, I mean, but that's one out of many. I mean, I really like working with, you know, most people. There's very few people that I didn't like to work with. So.
Okay. Well, obviously this is the Stoner Jesus Show, and we love weed and we love talking about weed. These are some of the questions I ask, you know, everybody that comes on this show. Like, to start, when did you first try weed, and did you get high when you smoked it?
I smoked for the first time when I was like 15, and I got really high because I tried it from a blunt.
That'll do it.
Yeah. I got so high. And when I used to smoke, like, then early on, I didn't know the difference between sativa and indica. And plus, I don't think that it was that sophisticated for most people at that point in time either. It was like, oh, you have weed? That's great.
Yeah, whatever your dealer had is what you got.
Yes.
What about, do you have any favorite strains? I know you're out there in California, and there's a lot more access than a lot of people have. Do you have any favorite or go-to strains?
I would say, hands down, I like a vape pen. That's my choice of, you know, my method of choice. And my favorite is strawberry cough. That's like the best. So it's like a hybrid, but it's more sativa based. So that's usually my go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I ask you about the highest you've ever been, is there a specific instance that comes to mind? Would it be that first time, or was there another time subsequent to that, that you were just like, this, I'm super duper hot. I'll always remember this.
And I don't think that I can remember one specific time.
What about edibles? Do you, is it something that
you... Oh, okay. That's a good, there you go. Edible. That's the highest I've ever been.
You remember doing anything crazy, after edibles, or just, you know, chilling?
No, I actually, so I went to the LA County Fair, and I went with some friends of mine, and my friend's husband, he's like, oh, you know, because I have some food allergies, so I can't eat a lot of things that are in some of the edibles. So he's like, oh, they have this honey. And, you know, why don't you dip the honey in apples? I'm like, okay. So I dip the honey in the apples. And I had a little more, and then they're like eating candy, like, you know, and the honey and other stuff. And we're in the car, and all of a sudden it starts coming on, and we're at the LA County Fair, and it's hot as fuck. And we're walking around, and my friend's eating this gigantic corn dog. It was crazy. I was so high, and I think I was high for about 12 or 13 hours, and it would not stop. And then to top it off, in the end, we realized, well, my friend's husband looked at the bottle, and it said that the honey was three times the strength. So that's why I got so high.
cow.
Yeah. So I don't like animals.
So with recreational being legal out there now in California, are there any shops do you like to frequent? Is the access and the quality getting better with the advent of recreational legalization?
It's not actually, and that's really a bummer. I went when you know everything became legal, I went to a store, a different store, not the one that I typically go to, and I walked in and she said that, you know, I couldn't come in because unless I had a card. My my friend who was with me, she couldn't come in either because, well, I had a card but she didn't. But you definitely needed a card, so nothing has changed as far as that goes. She said there's two locations in LA that you can just walk in and, you know, anybody can purchase anything, but those are not really that close to me. So I still need my card, which is fine, but it's just not like what I think a lot of people thought it would be.
Yeah. I wrote an article recently about LA. They're a couple weeks behind even places like San Francisco and San Diego when it comes to actually opening up shops, but still they got a long way to go. They're, giving out, you know, awarding the licenses and all that stuff. I know a lot of people have had to go to like Santa Ana and West Hollywood and places like that if they wanted recreational. So it's definitely a slow rollout. And I think it's been surprising to some people. People have been surprised about the taxes too. You look at that receipt, there's some pretty massive taxes on what you're getting out there. But hopefully it gets better. Do you have any any kind of future projects or anything that you want to promote while you're on here?
Let's see. Well, I'd love to promote my Instagram because my Instagram got hacked and I lost a bunch. I had a lot of followers and now I have 11.6 or 11.5K when I had like over 100,000. So it's pretty sad. So my Instagram is Miss Ravenheart 2, the number 2. Kind of like I see when I'm looking on the monitor, I do see you have my at Miss Ravenheart, which is my Twitter. So yeah, my Twitter is at Miss Ravenheart. I guess let's see what else. I have a new site that I'm doing auctions of my stuff. It's called My Sexy Auctions, and I have a profile on there, and I'm auctioning off all of my wardrobe and stuff from scenes that I know a lot of people want to purchase. Let's see what else. I have an OnlyFans page, which is Miss Ravenheart. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Well, they're all different. So I, you know, like each company has different stuff, but if anybody wants to buy like a particular movie or DVD from me directly, and have it autographed, you can always email me at raven@ravenheart.net. And I do sell, I also have a store, it's cammodelstore.com/Ravenheart. And that also has things like that on there as well. So I have a calendar, that I just came out with for 2018. And I've got, 8x10s autographed and all kinds of different stuff like that on there as well.
Awesome. So before we let you go, is there anything you want to say to the fans or anybody that may be listening and watching?
That I love them. I love all my fans. They're all amazing. And they really cheer me up and brighten my day every morning when I go to, especially to my Twitter, and I see all their love and comments. It just makes me, it just warms me. It makes me feel, you know, very, very loved and happy.
Awesome. Ravenheart, thank you for coming on the show. Anytime you want to come back on, you have anything to promote, you know, just let us know. Let Lainey know. She'll get a hold of us. And hopefully a lot of people will see this video. And it'll be great. And they'll go check out your stuff.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Raven.
Okay.
Ravenheart, Miss Ravenheart on Twitter. Go check her out. Thanks to her for being on the Stoner Jesus Show. That's right. Welcome back, everybody. We're live. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 29, February 18th, 2018. Not sure my voice was kind of low during part of the interview. And then just went up there at the end after, I don't know. We had problems getting that call going in the first place. We're doing something really weird, something we neither one of us had seen Skype do before, which, you know, is what Skype does. Skype will always surprise you. I've often said if Skype is a person, I might want to smack him in the face every now and then. You never know. Anyway, that is going to do it for us. That's going to do it for the live stream in hour one. you can go to hour two, of course, the audio, the full, to see the full 2 hour video of the show, you have to be a patron of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. It's the only way you can see the full 2 hours of the show. If you want the hour two audio, stonerjesus.net, of course, campusradio.com and various other platforms. Right now, before we end the live stream, hello, live stream people. Goodbye, live stream people. Like I said, if you want hour two, go to stonerjesus.net or patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Thanks everyone on Periscope and Twitter for checking us out. Get into the show, as I used to do on the Facebook Live show, and I'm going to start doing with these live streams with a little bit of web wisdom. It's some political stuff, maybe make you look at an issue a way you haven't before, although it's not the way you've been taught that this issue was by, you know, your teachers or your parents or whoever. If you don't feel like checking that out, you can leave the live stream. You can go to hour two on the audio or the video, whatever you want to do. You have the freedom to do that. So take advantage of your freedom. Thanks, everybody. That's the end of hour one. Go check out hour two on audio and on video. Everybody retweets and likes this and shares and all that. Thank you. Go follow us on Periscope at StonerJesus420. Same thing on Twitter. You want to see the live streams on Sunday nights? Yes. So we're going to start doing them hopefully on a regular schedule around 7:30, 8, somewhere in there on Sunday nights. Of course, the video will be on, first hour video will be on demand up on Twitter and Periscope. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spreading the word about StonerJesus.net, checking out our sponsors on StonerJesus.net. And as always, peace, bitches.
Now, socialism failed because its good qualities were perverted by evil men who got in charge? Was it simply because Stalin took over from Lenin that communism went the way it did? Has capitalism succeeded despite the immoral values it pervaded? I think the answer to both questions is in the negative. The results have arisen because each system has been true to its own values. Or rather, a system doesn't have values, I don't mean that, has been true to the values it encourages, supports, and develops in the people who live under that system. What we're concerned with in discussing moral values here are those that have to do with the relations between people. It's important to distinguish between two sets of moral considerations. The morality that is relevant to each of us in our private life, how we each individually conduct ourselves, behave. And then what's relevant to systems of government and organization are the relations between people. And in judging relations between people, I do not believe that the fundamental value is to do good to others, whether they want you to or not. The fundamental value is not to do good to others as you see their good. It's not to force them to do good. As I see it, the fundamental value in relations among people is to respect the dignity and the individuality of fellow men. To treat your fellow man not as an object to be manipulated for your purpose, but to treat him as a person with his own values and his own rights. A person to be persuaded, not coerced, not forced, not bulldozed, not brainwashed. That seems to me to be a fundamental value in social relations. Whenever we depart from voluntary cooperation and try to do good by using force, the bad moral value of force triumphs over good intentions. And you realize this is highly relevant to what I am saying, because the essential notion of a capitalist society, which I'll come back to, is voluntary cooperation, voluntary exchange. The essential notion of a socialist society is fundamentally force. If the government is the master, if society is to be run from the center, what are you doing? You ultimately have to order people what to do. What is your ultimate sanction? Go back a ways. Take it on a milder level. Whenever you try to do good with somebody else's money, you are committed to using force. How can you do good with somebody else's money unless you first take it away from them? The only way you can take it away from them is by the threat of force. You have a policeman, a tax collector, who comes and takes it from them. This is carried much farther. If you really have a socialist society, if you have an organization from the center, if you have supposed government bureaucrats running things, that can only ultimately rest on force. But whenever you resort to force, even to try to do good, you must not question people's motives. Maybe they're evil sometime, but look at the results of what they do. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Assume their motives are good. You know, there's an old saying about the road to hell being paved with good intentions. You have to look at the outcome. And whenever you use force, the bad moral value of force triumphs over good intentions. The reason is not only that famous aphorism of Lord Acton. You all know it, you've all heard it. Absolute power corrupts. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's the whole aphorism. That's one reason why trying to do good with methods that involve force lead to bad results. Because the people who set out with good intentions are themselves corrupted. And I may add, if they're not corrupted, they're replaced by people with bad intentions who are more efficient at getting control of the use of force. But also, the fundamental reason is more profound. The most harm of all is done when power is in the hands of people who are absolutely persuaded of the purity of their instincts, of the purity of their intentions. Thoreau said that philanthropy is a much overrated virtue. Sincerity is also a much overrated virtue. Heaven preserve us from the sincere reformer who knows what's good for you and by heaven is going to make you do it whether you like it or not. That's when you get the greatest harm done. I have no reason to doubt that Lenin was a man whose intentions were good. Maybe they weren't. But he was completely persuaded that he was right and he was willing to use any methods at all for the ultimate good. Again, it's interesting to contrast the experience of Hitler versus Mussolini. Mussolini was much less of a danger to human rights because he was a hypocrite. Because he didn't really believe what he was saying. He was just in there for the game. He started out as a socialist. He turned to a fascist. He was willing to be bribed by whoever would bribe him the most. As a result, there were at least some protections against his arbitrary rule. But Hitler was a sincere fanatic. He believed in what he was doing. And he did far greater harm.